Welcome to Intuit with the Intuitive. I'm your host, Julie Bachos. Are you ready to get into it? Let's get started.
Welcome. On today's episode, we are talking about the path to being an empowered empath. Now, the idea for this podcast came to me the other night while I was snuggling with my 10-year-old in bed. And he turned to me and said, "Mom, can everyone feel other people's feelings?" You see, he is an empath. And I said, "No, buddy, not everybody, only those who are empaths and highly sensitive." You see, both my son and myself are highly sensitive empaths. And I told him it's really important for you to know how to wash off or get rid of all those emotions that we pick up throughout the day that aren't ours. And I said, "Do you know how to do that?" And he said, "No." And so I said, "You can pretend that you are standing under a big shower head and the water is washing all of the emotions of others or your own that you no longer need anymore and that no longer serve you down the drain and back into the earth." He says, "Well, what about a shower bath?" Which is one of his favorite things, which basically means you take a shower and it turns into a bath. And I said, "Well, you can think of those emotions as seeping into the water. And when you pull the drain, all those emotions are running back down into the earth." I said, "Or you could picture slime engulfing your entire body and running down it back into the earth, taking all those emotions with it." And he said, "That sounds gross." And I said, "Well, you can pick what you want." And he says, "They never stay with me for very long, maybe a minute or two, that's all." And I thought, wow, how amazing. He's already learned how to regulate that. And I realized a lot of us that are empaths just never realized that we had the gifting because we learned how to turn it off or were taught that really it wasn't acceptable or that we were too sensitive. So today we're going to look at how to embrace being an empath, because I feel it's so important that we understand and walk in this ability that we have, because it really is a great gift. So you might be asking yourself, what is an empath? So empaths feel and absorb the energy that's around them at a deeper level than any other kind of person or psychic. This isn't just knowing or having a feeling about something. Empaths feel other people's emotions and physical issues as if they were their own. Being a psychic and an empath is a perfect combination for being a healer, and it is one of the reasons I believe I was actually called into this area. Now, there are different types of empaths. The first is called a physical empath. Physical empaths are tuned in to other people's physical symptoms, and they tend to absorb them into their body. They can also become energized by someone's sense of well-being. Emotional empaths pick up on other people's emotions and are almost like a sponge for collecting others' feelings. Intuitive empaths experience extraordinary perceptions such as heightened intuition, telepathy, messages and dreams, animal and plant communication, and mediumship abilities. Now, let's look a little bit deeper into those 7 different gifts that intuitive empaths have. So, telepathic empaths basically receive intuitive information about others in present time. Precognitive empaths have premonitions about the future while awake or dreaming. Dream empaths are avid dreamers and can receive intuitive information from dreams that helps others and guides them in their own lives. Mediumship empaths can access spirits on the other side. Plant empaths can feel the needs of plants and connect with their essence. Earth empaths are attuned to changes in our planet, our solar system, and the weather. And animal empaths can tune into animals and communicate with them. You can be one type of empath or all of them or a combination. I am primarily an intuitive and emotional empath, but have had some physical empath experiences. There are a few steps to becoming an empowered empath. The first is to recognize and accept the gift. So, how do you know? Are you born an empath or is it developed? Some babies actually enter the world with more sensitivity than others. They have an inborn temperament for empathetic qualities. For me, when my youngest son was born, I knew he was an empath. The wisdom and depth in his newborn eyes was unlike any I had seen before. He looked like a little old wise man from day one. Babies who are born with this sensitivity generally have old souls, and you can easily tell when you look into their eyes that they have this gift. I find that generally those who have sensory issues are also empaths, meaning those who experience sensitivity to light, smells, touch, movement, temperature, and sound are generally empaths. All of my kids have some form of sensory issues, and the greater the sensory issues they experienced, the more overwhelm, the more empathetic tendencies they exhibit. Why do empaths have sensory issues? Because their tolerance for sensory overload is very low when compared to others. Empathic skills can also pass genetically. If a child is born to a mother or father with the same trait, they can also have it. I have found that my father is an intuitive empath, but I don't think he's ever really recognized it. Sometimes this gift can skip a generation also. Are you wondering yet if you are an empath? If you'd like to find out, you can head on over to my website, juliebachos.com, and click on resources at the top to be taken to a quick quiz to find out if you are an empath. The second step in becoming an empowered empath is to understand energy transfer and how it happens for an empath, as it can be destructive to many areas of your life if you do not understand or know how to manage it. Empaths have a natural ability to do healing work and often do it without even recognizing they are. This is called energy transfer. An energy transfer is when an empath pulls someone else's energy into their own system. They unconsciously absorb the other person's physical and emotional pain. Unknowingly, they just suck it up like a sponge. This is because empaths' energy fields are very porous. The issue, though, is that we are not only taking on their energy, but in turn we are giving them some of our healthy energy, and then they feel better, but we feel worse. This is why I am very careful when selecting my massage therapists, counselors, and doctors. Swapping energy or energy transfer happens unconsciously. You have to know how to clear any bad energy away that you have picked up, or it will affect several areas of your life. The first area that it can affect is your health. Empaths who don't know how to rid themselves of the energy they picked up in an energy transfer often feel fatigue, overwhelm, and exhaustion, especially before they learn the skills to help them cope with their gift. Empaths are often diagnosed with agoraphobia, which is a type of anxiety disorder in which you fear and avoid places or situations that may cause you to panic, make you feel trapped, helpless, or embarrassed. In my own empathic children, this is often seen as social anxiety. You can also experience chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, migraines, chronic pain, allergies, adrenal fatigue, which is a form of burnout, and immune deficiencies. I can say that I have had every single one of the things on this list. And when I am not grounded in practicing good self-care, even today, they can flare up. Emotionally, empaths may experience anxiety, depression, or panic attacks. I can tell you that anxiety and depression have been a long part of my daily life. Not only am I an empath, but I also carry a gene that causes my serotonin to not genetically absorb like it should. Some empaths try to numb their sensitivities and cope with their overwhelming feelings from energy transfers through alcohol, drugs, food, sex, or shopping. Overeating is the most common form of coping, since what empaths really need and are searching for is grounding. Some empaths unknowingly use food to ground themselves. Positive grounding foods would be root vegetables because they live underground, carrots, turnips, parsnips, rutabagas, onions, garlic, potatoes, and sweet potatoes. Those are good choices, but always in moderation. Sometimes empaths become overweight because the extra padding also provides protection from absorbing negative energy. This is something that I only recently learned about and am working on addressing in my own life. I tend to try to numb when I'm feeling overwhelmed with sugar and carbs. I have to be diligent about remembering that what I'm really needing is grounding, not food. The other area that can be affected is relationships. Since empaths tend to get involved with toxic partners, they can become anxious, depressed, or ill from these energy transfers. They give their hearts too easily to narcissists and other unavailable people because of how loving they are. But what they get in return is not the same. Empaths also absorb their partner's stress and emotions such as anger and depression. So we must be very careful when selecting our partner and those that we choose to let into our inner circle. It can also affect our parenting. Empathic parents experience energy transfer with their children. They absorb their children's feelings and pains, often leaving them depleted, drained, and exhausted. This can also cause codependency if we're not careful. Work can also be affected. At work, empaths can experience energy transfer with energy vampires or those co-workers and bosses that tend to suck out and steal your energy. It's important to know how to set a healthy boundary to protect yourself and your health. So you may be thinking at this point, is there even a benefit to being an empath? Because all of this stuff does not sound very good. But actually, there's quite a few benefits to being an empath. So what are they? Well, we have huge hearts, and our instinct is always to help others in need, which is why we generally work in some type of healing or service industry. We are dreamers and idealists, and we try to find the positive and best in each person and situation. We are passionate, deep thinkers who are creative and deeply in touch with our emotions. We are compassionate and can see the big picture. We appreciate others' feelings and become loyal friends and partners. We are highly intuitive, deeply spiritual, and can easily sense energy. We also have a special appreciation for the natural world and feel most at home there. We resonate deeply with all parts of nature, plants, forests, and gardens, and we tend to have multiple live plants in our homes or enjoy gardening and working in the dirt. We also love the water as it energizes us, whether that be a lake, an ocean, a pool, a bath, or a stream. We feel a strong intuitive bond with our animal companions and often talk to them like they are humans. Many of us can communicate with animals and often become involved with animal rescue or animal communication. As empaths, we need to be aware that we can become easily overstimulated and may burn out easily if we don't give ourselves enough time and self-care to replenish. We can suffer from the negative emotional and physical aspects of overstimulation and sensory overload. as we tend to absorb the stress and negativity of others around us. Whether we are in the grocery store or at the movies, we feel things very intensely. Generally, we're not able to watch violent or upsetting movies about people or animals because it simply hurts us too much. This also applies to the news. My family knows that when Sarah McLachlan starts singing, the channel needs to be changed or mom will be in tears in about 2 seconds. It's the same reason I can't visit animal shelters. I would bring every single animal home with me, and my husband has told me that I have a very strict 3-dog limit, and right now we are full. You experience emotional and social hangovers. What that means is when we are around too many people or too much intense emotions, we don't feel well for a long time after the event. We can experience emotional burnout. Even just going to the grocery store can be emotionally draining. Ever since I can remember, people would just come up to me and tell me their life stories, all the gritty, painful emotional details. Why? Because people are drawn to empaths and will actually run to tell you their life stories. And yes, this has happened to me. They have ran. You have to learn how to set clear boundaries for others and not overgive to prevent your own burnout. Generally, we also have a sensitivity to either light, smell, taste, touch, temperature, sound, or a mixture of them all. Loud noises and bright lights can be painful and shock our bodies. My son covers his ears when a fire truck goes by. Leaf blowers jar me, as does screaming or slamming doors. I also cannot tolerate the explosive blasts of fireworks, much like my dogs. Empaths have an enhanced startle response because they are super responsive to intense sensory input. Strong smells like smoke, chemicals, or perfumes can make us feel queasy or suffocated. We can also be sensitive to temperature. Personally, extreme heat exhausts me and extreme cold makes me feel overwhelmed. Your body can be energized or depleted by intense weather events, also such as thunderstorms, snow, or gusty winds. For female empaths, risk of falling into a codependency role because of their big heart, they can easily get caught up in caretaking roles, usually attending to others' needs above their own. If you feel overwhelmed, drained, or ill due to rushing, traffic, crowds, loud environments, toxic people, low blood sugar, arguing, overwork, chemical sensitivities, too much socializing, or feeling trapped in overstimulating situations such as party and cruises, you are probably an empath. Things that help empaths feel better when overstimulated varies from person to person, but generally slowing down, unplugging from electronic stimulation, retreating to be alone, particularly in nature, sleeping or meditating are all things that can help. Sometimes these things are needed for only a few hours, sometimes an entire day, or several days for the empath to be able to fully recuperate and return to normal. The best way to deal with overload is to prevent it, though. Here are some energy management techniques for you to practice. Number one is daily shielding. My favorite shielding technique that I teach to my clients is called the bubble. I tell them to visualize a strong bubble around them. I ask them what color it is, how does it feel. This bubble shield protects them from taking on anyone else's emotions or feelings because those emotions will just bounce off the bubble and not be absorbed into their energy field. This is helpful because you can turn on or off your bubble, or when I'm doing an intuitive reading, I'll extend my bubble to only incorporate the person that I'm doing a reading for to help protect energy transfer to other people. The second thing that you can do is daily self-care. Eating well, minimizing stress, getting enough sleep, and exercising are all things that can help you prevent overload. Number three would be having some quiet alone time, or at a bare minimum, associating mostly with positive people. This helps prevent negative energy transfer and also helps refill you. Number four would be being in nature. Nature is the perfect place to ground and refill. It's also the perfect place to meditate, which also helps you prevent burnout. Number five is defining limits and setting boundaries with energy drainers. We talked a little bit about those energy drainers or energy vampires in a prior podcast, but basically those are those people that constantly are coming to you and draining you of your energy. Number six would be grounding and earthing. This is where you would walk barefoot in nature or lay down on the earth. If you can't get outside, you can also visualize it for the same benefits. Finally, immersing yourself in water to clear negative energy. If you can't take a bath or shower, you can visualize standing under a waterfall or shower head and letting it wash away any emotion that isn't yours, or even some of your own that you no longer need. Depending on how depleted you have become and how much energy you have transferred will depend on how much time you need to regenerate. It could be minutes, hours, or days. The more aware we become and the more diligent we are of practicing the energy management techniques, the easier it is to overcome the negative effects of empathic energy transfer. If you are an empath and are struggling with energy transfer and the negative emotional and physical effects, please head over to my website and set up a free exploratory call. You do not have to go through this alone. I know how hard it can be to develop a positive and effective energy management routine, and I would be blessed to help you. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new content. I hope to see you back soon.